Madam Chair, thank you very much. And I want to take a very specific example of a very significant proposal by the Russian Federation of providing biomedical, mobile biomedical units. And when we look at this example, it can be both in Article 10 and Article 7. Because in terms of emergency assistance, state parties or the victims would require biomedical units, whether through the Russian Federation or through BWC-ISU. But biomedical units will also be used for capacity building, for training and emergency response, preparing field units, doctors, and health workers in terms of emergencies. So it will also contribute to capacity building. And that's why I think his question was very important, that offers like this, which can be used both in Article 7 and Article 10 databases, how do we capture that? Now, if we only capture Russian biomedical units in Article 10, it would be a pity that we will not have them in Article 7. But if we keep them in Article 7, it will be to the exclusion of Article 10, where contribution of Russia would not be acknowledged or taken on board for Article 10 purposes. And therefore, some redundancies are bound to take place. But I think if the two databases can cross-talk, that can be taken care of, in our view. I thank you, Madam Chair.